Okay, let's get started with today's daf, Chulin daf Lamed Aleph. Chulin Lamed Aleph, we are on Lamed Aleph Beis, and hopefully the Parsha Shir was, Parsha was given last night, so hopefully it'll be up this morning on OU.org. And we are on Lamed Aleph Beis. Yesterday we discussed the various halachas of the Maisa Shechita. We spoke about the Mishnah about shechting two animals at one time, two people holding the knife at once. We spoke about 2 days in the Gemara, whether that means two people holding the knife or two different people holding two different knives at once. And the Gemara ended off by saying that as long as one is molochumevi, going back and forth, so then even if one has a very small knife, even an izemel, even a little blade, that would be okay. We'll get to in the Gemara, Bez Hashem, the minimum shear. And then we spend Minon Emili, how do we know that you have to go back and forth? And we quote a psukim in Yirmiyahu and in Malachim. Really, we didn't have to really quote a source, because the Achronim point out that all the halachas of Shechita are halacha Moshe v'Sinai, so what does it mean, Minon Emili? But is there a remez? Is there a remez that that is how one has to do Shechita? Okay, so says the Gemara, three lines for the bottom. Rava hava badik legira l'Rav Yonah bar Tachlifa. Rava was checking the arrows of Rav Yonah bar Tachlifa. When he was checking the arrows to see if they were sharp and the blade was appropriate that it could be used for shechita. So he was checking it. V'shachat ba'ofa ba'adi deparach. And as he was checking it, I guess he saw a bird flying and he took the arrow and he shechted the bird as it was flying. That's what he did. Unbelievable. V'shachat ba'adi deparach. So that's what he did. So the Gemara says, how did he do that? V'dilma avir chalada. Maybe chalada took place. Maybe the arrow went underneath. How does he know that he wasn't holding the bird and he went from the top? So maybe he did chalada. Maybe he went underneath. So Gemara says, no. Chazinan gidfi demiframi. He saw the feathers next to the neck that were beautifully split. So he obviously went right in there. And if they knew there was no chalada. Continue for a minute, then we'll come back. I have a boy kisui. What about kisui adam? For all chayas and ophos, you have to cover the blood. And this blood is flying around. You shechted it, but it's flying around. So how do you cover the blood? If you want to say that it was covered after the blood spilled out, he covered the blood. The halacha b'kisui adam is that you have to put blood, the dirt or whatever material you're using to cover under and over. Offer lo nemar ela be'afar in dirt melamecha shochet sarach shi'itin offer lamata v'offer lamala. So you have to have dirt above and below. So what do you mean that, oh, you're going to get it as the bird is flying, wherever it goes, you're going to cover it up. So the Gemara says, no, demazmin le la'afar dekule pischa. Pischa, Rashi says, means bika. What he did was, he was mazmin, he prepared the dirt of the whole valley. So, meaning, what does that mean? He prepared it. Rashi has 2 days. Either he plowed it and he created soft dirt in the entire valley, or he even said bepeh. Rashi has a second day of mizamno bepeh. He says, "I hereby declare that all the dirt in this valley is going to be muchan for the mitzvah of kisui adam." So wherever the bird flew, I guess they only knew it was going to fly in this area, this valley, the dirt was prepared. And when the blood fell on the dirt, that was the afer lamata. Then he went around and put all the afer lamala. Amazing ukimta that is what Rava did when he shechted the bird. The Rashba says, I don't really believe the second day of Rashi, that but you have to be mazmino bapeh. What is this? You're mazmin, and it's like hazmana milsa, hazmana la milsa, just for the mitzvah of kisuis. The Rashba says, lav dafka, that's what Rashi means. He thinks Rashi's first lashon is ikar, that you just prepare it. You made it soft. Right? You plowed it. If it was soft to begin with, maybe you don't even have to do anything. Just have to think about it. But not that a dafka has to be bin huzman bapeh. This mitzvah of kisui adam, we're going to get to Be'ez Hashem in the mitzvah shir a little while after the summer, but the Sefer HaChinuch says in mitzvah Kuf Pei Zayin, the mitzvah of kisui adam, l'chasos adam achar zvichas chaya o'of, there's no mitzvah of kisui adam by behemoth, only by chayas and ofos. Why? V'fi shehanefesh tluya b'dam. So we know from other mitzvahs as well, the dam is considered the life of the animal, or for that matter, the person. V'lachein ro'i lanu l'chasos ha'nefesh u'lahas tiro me'ein ro'av terem nochal abasar. It's only appropriate that we cover up the basar before we take part in the meat. We cover up the blood in order before we take part in the basar. Ki gam bazeh nikneksas achzarius benafshenu. If we're looking at the blood, we're looking at the life, and we're taking part in the life, so that's inappropriate. Lecha l'basar v'nefesh nishpach l'faneinu. And that is why, says the Chinuch, one of the reasons that we cover the blood. Ubebehemos lo nusavinu kach, by behemos we don't have the command, because many behemos are used for karbanos. And for karbanos, there's omis of kisi adam, because you have to use the blood. The blood is nitan lezrika, as we had a couple of days ago in the daf. And therefore, we don't have it by behemos, and we're not machalik between chulin and kachim, even though by chulin, obviously, it's not used. So this is the mitzvah of kisi adam, which Be'ezrat Hashem, we will have an entire perek related to the mitzvah of kisi adam later on when we get up to the sixth parak in Maseches Kulin, called Kisi Adam. One other hara, I saw the Sharm Siyan Balacha brings up, what about, right, he shechted the arrow into the bird? Pashtus, this was like hunting. Right, while the bird was flying, he shot an arrow into it, and he shechted it. I mean, he had such precision, he was able to do it. He was obviously a very skilled professional in this area. So the Sharm Siyan Balacha says, what about the Noda Yehuda? Right, the Noda Yehuda about hunting that we mentioned before in Yerodea Simen Yud. The Noda Yehuda says that it might not be halachically problematic from the point of view of Bal Tashchis or Tzar Balechayim, but it's not appropriate for a nice Jewish boy, to a nice Jewish Tana, to be or an Amora, we're talking about Rava, an Amora, to be involved in this. So says the Sharm Siyan Balacha, what you must say is that maybe he was different because he was doing it L'chadid and Zatamidim, who was dafka doing it to teach. He was dafka doing it to show what the halacha is. Like the Rambam says in Ochas Talmud Torah, sometimes a Rebbe could use various methods, even though they're not always conventional. They can even trick the Talmidim, obviously not Chas V'Shalom, anything non-conventional, but you can even trick the Talmidim to sharpen their minds. The Rambam says in Ochas Talmud Torah, Yesh l'rav l'hatos ha-talmidim al yidei ma'isa she'osa b'fneim k'dei l'chadadon. He could do something wrong that looks wrong on the surface, in order to test them to see if they're listening. He could say something to test them. So here too, even though usually maybe this wouldn't be appropriate, says the Sharm Siyan Balacha, based on that Rambam and Hilchos Talmud Torah, so maybe that's why he did it. Yeah.
Maybe you can just suggest that if he's doing it, he's actually capable of shechting, and it's not like his skill.
So maybe that's not hunting. Right. Maybe hunting by definition is not shechting. Right. If you could shecht in this way, so then that wouldn't be Nechal and Odebihuta. Correct. Maybe that's why the question doesn't even get off the ground. Okay. We continue. Hayashochet v'hitas v'chulu. The Mishnah said that if somebody is shechting, the shochet is shechting, and all of a sudden the head comes off at one shot, and he wasn't doing drasa, he wasn't karate chopping, he was going back and forth. So hayashochet v'hitas v'chulu. So what's the minimum? The Mishnah spoke about you have to have a minimum sheer size of a knife in order to say that, oh, okay, it wasn't drasa, it was a proper shechita. Amar Rabbi Zeira, malei tzavar v'chutz l'tzavar. It's got to be a knife that is longer than the length of the neck. Malei tzavar v'chutz l'tzavar, and also outside the neck. Iboilhu, what exactly does that mean? Malei tzavar v'chutz l'tzavar kemalei tzavar. When it says it has to be chutz l'tzavar, does that mean the length of a tzavar? Davelei trei tzavare? Does the knife have to be the length of two necks? Odilma, moli tzavar, v'chutz l'tzavar mashu. Or just a little bit more than the length of a neck. How long? What's the minimum amount? Probably in those days they didn't have so many shechita knives available. They found whatever they could. They found whatever blade they could. So what's the minimum shear of a knife that you could use?
Does this include kedei achiza as well?
Does it include kedei achiza? I do not think so. I think it's just the blade. I think it's just talking about the blade, how long the blade has to be. So tashma, hayashochet v'hita shnei rashim b'basacha, so our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, if somebody is shechting, and he was metis, he cut off two heads at once. So what does the Mishnah say? Im yesh l'sakin mali tzavar echad kasher. If it is enough for one neck, it's kasher. So what does that mean? My mali tzavar echad. What does the length of one neck mean? Ilema mali tzavar echad v'sulo. It doesn't mean exactly the length of one neck. That doesn't work. Why? Because hashavah behema achas beina mali tzavar v'chutz l'tzavar. In the ratio of the Mishnah, it said yesterday that you have to have more than one neck if to chop off one head. So with the two heads, you'll have to have less than that. B'shtei behema sagilub k'mali tzavar echad. So it must not mean that. It must mean elapshita mali tzavar chutz l'shtei tzavarin. It must mean that when you have two heads, you have to have a knife that's long enough for three. You have to have some wiggle room in terms of your back and forth. Shmamina, mali tzavar, chutz l'tzavar, shmamina. So it must be the length of a neck. One extra length of a neck is what you need. If you look at the Shulchan Aruch discusses, shiurim-wise, what is the minimum length of a knife that you need? This is Yerodeya Semenches, shir sakin shel shchita, kamahu orech, and this is talking about, I think, for gassos. We're not talking about chickens here. We're talking about gassos for beef. Kamahu orech hasakin shel shochipo, kol shehu shelo yehe davar dak shenoke ve'eno shochit, kamo shirosu yizem alakatan, v'chayotzibo. And then he talks about v'kiba delo yadin and shir shochit v'sakin katana, since you don't really know exactly. Tzarech, meaning which type of animal, how big of a neck. Tzarech li zaher u l'sha'er l'fi omid daito, shekeshe yolech v'yavi ba shelo yidros. You gotta use one that you know you can go back and forth. Aval b'katana yosef idai lo yishchot. Haga, umishelo yuchal l'sha'er yikach sakin kamali orech beis savarin shel och osod davar sheshochtin. V'yesh omrim, the Ramah says, l'sha'er b'yudalet etzbos. 14 finger lengths. 14 figures, that's to each other, that's the minimum. V'remez lazeh, shenemar u'shechatetem bazeh. U'shechatetem bazeh, minyan yudalet. And that's the Ramah. Ramah gives us the gematria. Shechatetem bazeh. So that is the minimum, 14. Yudalet etzbos, says the Ramah. Okay, we continue now. Last section. Shir of Chitzis, or Chitzis, right? Is it 14 there also? Remember, we had it in Menachas. I don't remember the exact minimum. We had it. I'd have to look back. Okay, to check. So the Mishnah said this is a minimum shir if you go holich v'lo hevi or hevi v'lo holich. But if you go back and forth, the Mishnah ends up by saying even a tiny after the kol shehu. As long as you go back and forth, even if you have a tiny little blade, you can go back and forth in the shechita motion, that would be okay. That would be okay. By the way, I didn't mention it yesterday, but there is a machlokas rishonim on that last line of the Mishnah, whether that last line is only applying to ofos, that you can have a kol shehu. As long as you went holuch v'hevi, only by ofos, that's what the Rif said. The Rif said only by ofos, and Rov Rishonim, the Rabban, the Rashban, and others say, pashas of the Gemara doesn't seem to be limited. Seems to be any, even right here we're going to have in the Gemara. It doesn't sound like it's going to be limited to ofos. It could be any type of behema, even gassos. One could use a tiny little blade as long as one goes back and forth. So it says the Gemara. Amar of Menashe b'izemel she'en lo karnayim. What type of izemel, which is translated as a scalpel, what type of scalpel do we allow one to do shechita with, even though it's tiny? One that does not have points on the end of it. If it has points on the end of it, so then that could be a problem. So those points on the, it doesn't have points on the end of it, and you went back and forth, that's okay. Amalei Rav Acha, Breder Rav Avyel, Rav Menashe. So Rav Acha said back to him, Machtamai, what about a needle? Could you use a needle for shechita? So Amalei, no. Machta mivzabaza. A needle cuts. Mivzabaza, it can't go back and forth with a needle. Right, it just cuts in the way that's not allowed for shechita. Mivzabaza. So the Rashi says, no cave v'koreya. It makes a hole, it pokes a hole, and rips through that hole. So you can't, that's not the motion of shechita, so you can't use a needle. Machta de ushchafi mai. What about a machat of ushchafi? Ushchafi are the leather workers. Right, so what about their needles? Why? Because Rashi explains those needles are wider, but they're also sharp on the sides. So maybe you could use the side of it, which is longer. The side of it, so could you use that? So amalei tanina, afilu kol shehu. Well, the Mishnah said you could use a blade even that's a tiny amount. So mailav, so what is that referring to? Machta de ushrafi. Isn't that referring to one of these needles? So isn't that referring to what the Mishnah is machshir? So Gemara says, lo, izemel. No, maybe it's referring to the izemel, the scalpel. Izemel behedjik tani lo. What do you mean? The Mishnah said izemel. So how could you say the kashrut phrase is referring to that? So the Gemara says, no, pirushika mafarish. Maybe the Mishnah is explaining itself. My kashrut izemel. What is kol shehu mean? Izemel, but there's no raya about machta de ushchafi. Hachanami mistavra. And it makes sense. Why disak adaydach machta de ushchafi? Because if you want to say that's good enough, hashcha masha de ushchafi sharya, izemel mi boy, then the Mishnah should have said machta de ushchafi. Because that would be a bigger chiddush. Because that's even smaller than an izemel. So it must be only izemel and not the machta de ushchafi. So Gemara says, no, there's no raya. Izemel is trichale. Maybe there is a chiddush about izemel that we allow it. Salkatai dechamino ligzar izemel she'en lo karnayim. Atu izemel she'yesh lo karnayim. You might have said, where goes there? An izemel without horns. Atu, you might come to use an izemel with the points, the edges. Tamash Bala, we allow it. So maybe that's the Chiddush of Izemel, and we still do not have an answer about the Mashka de Ushkafi. Okay, here we go. Says the Mishnah. So this Mishnah is about Kavana and Maisa B'Shchita. Nafla Sakin V'Shachta. Let's say the knife fell. Let's say I'm sitting and I have a knife on my lap. And all of a sudden I forget that it's on my lap and I get up and the knife falls off. And lo and behold, maybe there's a little bird underneath where I'm sitting. Or I'm sitting on a high ledge. I'm sitting on a porch on Emer Passet, and the knife falls down, and Elsie the cow was right underneath the porch, and the knife shechs it. Af al pisha shachta kedarka psula. It's pasul. Even though it did the exact perfect maisa shchita. Shneamar vizavachta viachalta. Masha ata zoveach ata ochel. Because vizavachta viachalta, we darshin, what you shecht, you eat, this is not called you shechting. This is not, right, we're going to have to get into the definitions. Koach Gavra, Koach Adam. More than that, we're going to have to see. This is a sugi that comes up in Shrita. It comes up in Tilos Yadayim. It comes up in Ritzicha. It comes up in various areas in Halacha. So, we'll see what it says here. So, Taima Denafla. The reason that it does not work, that is no good, is that it fell. Hahipila. But if I was mapil it, actively, who, Ksheirav Yavagabdullah Machabin. If I, let's say, threw it, if I caused it directly to fall, that's kosher, even though I didn't have kavana feshchita. That would be good enough. And this we had already before, let's just read it again. Hamad Tana Dolobina Kavana Lashchita. Who is the opinion that says that you don't need kavana feshchita? You just need the kavana for the maisa. You don't need kavana for the mitzvah of shchita. Amar Rabbi Rabbi Nasan, it's Rabbi Nasan, Detani Oshia Zeira de Min Chavre, Oshia Zeira, either that was his name or he means Oshia the small one, said de Min Chavre, Zarak Sak in the Notza Bekosel, if, let's say he was just throwing a knife because he was trying to throw it into the wall, Vahalchav, and this doesn't mean, we mentioned before, this doesn't mean that right, he was practicing archery or shooting into a bullseye. Where'd they keep knives in those days? They didn't have drawers. They probably kept them in the walls. So he was throwing it into the wall for safekeeping, and it was an animal there. So the Chachamim Apostle, Rabbi Nasan is Machshir, so we say our Mishnah, if our Diuk is correct from our Mishnah, that only Nafla is a problem, but Hipila would be okay, even without Kavana for the Mitzvah Shrita, so that would be like Rabbi Nasan. So Utani Lavu, Amar Laha Lacha, Rabbi Nasan. So it's like Rabbi Nasan. Stop there for, you know what, let's just finish the two dots and then we'll talk more about it. So Gemara says, one minute, Amar Rava Chada Zimna. Rava already said that a previous Mishnah tells us about Rabbi Nasan. Titznan, the Mishnah said on Daf Beis, the first Mishnah in the Masechta, the Kulan Sheshachtu, the Achirim Roanosan, Shchitas and Ksheira, the first Mishnah said anyone who shechs and others are viewing it, their Shchitas Kasher, V'yamrinan, remember we had the first two blot of the Masechta. What is that phrase referring to? V'yamrinan, Mantana de Loboi Kavana L'Shchita. Who is the opinion that says you don't need Kavana? V'yamrav Rabbi Nasani. So anyway, Daf Beis and Daf Lamed Aleph. They're both stomach Rabbi Nasan. What do you need two Mishnayos to tell me they don't need Kavana? So Tzricha. You need two. Over there, you need Dav Beis, which is talking about Chereshot of a Katan, which means you don't need Kavana. And here, because what's the difference between the Mishnayos? One's the Gavra, one's the Maisa. De'i Ashminan Hasam, if you only had Dav Beis over there, Hasam Yishuv Dekom Achavim L'Shem Chaticha Ba'olam. Maybe there I would have said that Shchita is good enough because you have Kavana. There is Kavana for the Maisa. Aval hachad lo machavin emalo, but here there's no even kavana for the maisa shchita by hipilo. You have kavana to throw it, but maybe you wouldn't go so far here. V'yishmin and hachad, and if you only had it here, v'shem tekasi mikoch bendas. At least the gavra is in the parsha. Aval hasan de lo kasi mikoch bendas emalo, but over there where it's not coming from a bendas, maybe you would not say that. Tzricha. Good. 2 points. Number one is in the Achronim, and one is in the Rishonim. Number one is in the Achronim. Reb Kiva Eger asks on our Gemara, something that the Rishonim are going to ask soon, but I'll quote it first from Reb Kiva Eger. Does this sugya relate to mitzvah srichas kavana or ain srichas kavana? We say this is only according to Reb Nasan. Only according to Reb Nasan, the Chachamim will pasul. But we paskin, at least certain, it's a machlokas tanoim, and amoram, and Rishonim, and psak. whether Mitzvah Srichas Kavanah or not. So find the Maisa, the Magen Avraham quotes in Siman Samach, that we paskin Mitzvah Srichas Kavanah by Doraisas and Mitzvah Zain Srichas Kavanah by Derabanans. That's what we paskin the Maisa, that distinction. But there are many Tanoim and Amoraim and Rishonim that paskin straight across. So ask Rabbi Kiva Eger, why should the Chacham and Pasel here? What about Mitzvah Zain Srichas Kavanah? And just say the Shechita is okay. So the Rabbi Kiva Eger has a very important comment. And we'll get to more of this discussion in a few minutes. But Rabbi Kiva Eger paskins that the mitzvah of Shechita, you're right, it's a mitzvah, but it's really an outgrowth of the iser of not eating nevela, not eating non-basar shachut. And you don't apply Mitzvah Srichas Kavanah, that's sugya, to cases where the root of the mitzvah is the iser. Or we're going to get to in a few minutes, we're going to get to the mitzvah of tevila. The mitzvah of tevila also, you might not relate it, because the mitzvah is an outgrowth of the Isra of Asur L'Baila. So that's why. It's fascinating. If you think of it, so the Rabbi Kiva Eger is saying these are examples of mitzvos, that the ikker is the losaseh, and the mitzvah is an outgrowth of that. We've quoted a number of times in the past the beautiful thought of the Ramban, who says just the opposite. In other contexts. If you remember the sugya, in the end of the first parak of Kiddushin, the Gemara there has a whole list of mitzvos that are not zman grama mitzvos. The Gemara lists off Hashavas Aveda and Ma'akeh and other five or six mitzvos the Gemara lists off. Shiluach HaKan, and the Ramban there in Kiddushin asks, why are these examples of mitzvah saseh shelo azman grama, and therefore women are obligated, even if these were zman grama? Says the Ramban, they have lo saseis related to them. Right? It says, lo sucha lehisalim by Hashavas Aveda. You have a lo sasen dama beveisecha by Ma'akeh. So even if we know women are obligated in all lo saseis. So even if they were zman grama, they should be obligated here. So why are these are the examples that the Gemara gives for lo zman gramas? So the Ramban, quoted there in the Ramban, also the Ritva quotes this from his Grand Rebbe, says the Ramban, no, because there, those lo saseis are just outgrowths to be mechazek the yaseh. The ikar is, build a fence. What does it mean, lo saseis dama veisecha? That's just to be mechazek it, make sure you build a fence. The mitzvah is Hashavas Aveda. Make sure you don't turn away from doing this mitzvah. Lo tuchal es alem. But the ikar is the yaseh. When you have a lo saseh that's just to be mechazek the yaseh, women would have been pturos from those lo saseis. Kamash Malan, that's why these are Zman Gramas. So that's the exact opposite of this Rabbi Kiva Eger. This Rabbi Kiva Eger says there are some examples of mitzvos that are there just as outgrowths of their lo saseh. And over there, the Ramban in Kiddushin says that there are averos that are outgrowths of the mitzvos. Just to be mechazik the mitzvos.
How would the Ramban explain the case of
tefillah
by Nashim?
So tefillah, the Gemara says Rachamininu. Versus Rachmininu, and therefore first of all, it might not even be Zman Grama. It's a big discussion. Zman Grama Durabanan, right? Zmani Tfila Durabanan. Zmani Tfila, not Daraisa. Daraisa is just Shevach Bakasha Huda, just that structure, says the Rambam. Beginning of Hilchos Tfila. So the question is, when you have a mitzvah Daraisa that doesn't have a time, and the Rabban came up with times, does that make it into a Zman Grama? That's question one. Question two is, if there's a Zman Grama Durabanan, is that in the same world of rules as Zman Grama Daraisa?
But surely Tfila.
No, oh, I mentioned you said tevila or tefila?
Tevila.
Oh, tevila. I'm sorry. So I take back those last 15 seconds. I don't take it back. It was Torah. But tevila. So tefila, even if you say tefila b'zman a mitzvah, I don't think you don't call that a zman grama. The mechayiv of the tefila is the tara and the process. Even if it happens to be at a certain time, but it's whenever after Shiva Nikim are counted. I don't think tevila is considered a zman grama. So it's an interesting ha'ara, but tefila b'zman mitzvah, tefila b'zman la mitzvah, but I don't think that's called b'zman grama. Okay, number one. Number two, just another ha'ara, and then we'll continue. And that is Tosfos in Sanhedrin, in Daf Ayin Zayin, in the sugyas of Koach Adam, Koach Gavra, in the Ritzicha Gemaras, in Parakan Esrafin, Tosfos quotes our Gemara and assumes, because our Gemara has a chilik between Nafla and Hipila, our Gemara says this must be only according to the Manda Amar of Esho Mishum Mamono. But if you would hold, says Tosfos, I'll read you the line in Tosfos. Tosfos says, V'lo mistaver, V'hadatam perak beis dechulin, Nafla sakin miyada v'shachash chedasa psula, V'dayik time of the Nafla ha-Hipila hukshera, K'man k'rabi nasan, D'loboi kavana kasha, Nafla nami, Levi ki hipila l'madar eishim mishim chitzav. If you say eishim mishim chitzav, that once fire is like one's arrows, therefore there shouldn't be a difference between hipil and nafal. If I get up, if I light a fire, b'shogig, it's still my fire. If I light, if it falls off of me, that should be ishum mishum chitzav. Satosa says you're right. Our Gemara is only according to the Manda Amar of Esho Mishum Mamono. According to the Manda Amar, Esho Mishum Chitzav, there wouldn't be a difference between Hipila and Nafla. What's amazing for Tosfos is putting together three different areas of Halacha, which you might have said you cannot put apply. He takes Hezek, which is Esho Mishum Chitzav, and he puts it together with Shrita, and he's talking about Ritzicha there. You might have said the world of Esho Mishum Chitzav doesn't apply to what Shrita requires. Esho Mishum Chitzav is only in the world of Hezek, not in the world of Netilas Yadayim, not in the world of Shrita, not in the world of in other worlds. And you might not even say, fine, the Nimuku Yosef in Baba Kama that relates it to Havlakas Neros, okay, that's Mamish Fire. So you might say it relates to that, even though that's Halakas Neiros Shabbos, and it's relating it to from Baba Kama, from Hezek. But either way, that's a jump that Tosfos does, but that is what Tosfos says. That our Gemara is only according to the Mandamar of Eishim Mishim Amono, Eishim Mishim Chitzav, one wouldn't have a distinction between Nafla and Hipila. Okay, says the Gemara two dots. Itmar. Nida Shenansa V'tavla. What happens if Nida was Ne'enas, and is Tovelis. What does Nanas mean? We're going to have it in the last two lines of today's daf on the bottom of Amud Beis. Let's just say she falls into the mikvah. She's pushed into the mikvah, falls into the mikvah. We'll get to the exact case. If she falls in, does that Tevila work? Does that Tevila work? Machlokas. Amrav Yehuda Marav, Tahora Labesa, the Asura Lachal Betruma. Rav says that she is Tahora Labesa, meaning she could be with her husband, but she cannot eat truma. The tefillah was not good enough to eat truma if she is an Ashes Kohen. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Af Lebeisa Lotar. Rabbi Yochanan says it does not work. Rabbi Yochanan seems to say you need kavana for tefillah, and therefore it's not just a physical mitzias. And Rabbi Yochanan says we do not pass on like Rabbi Yochanan, we pass on like Rav. Rabbi Yochanan says it does not work. 2 points even before we go further. The Rishonim here, the Ramban and the Ran say, ask what Rabbi Kiva Eger asked on the previous Gemara. I mitzvah srichas kavana ain't srichas kavana. So again, the Ramban and the Ran here say in Chidushi Aran, not in the Ran in the back, say that it's not shy to this Gemara. Why? Because these aren't, tevila isn't only a mitzvah, but inherently it is a machshir and a matir. Says the Iran, Ein ze shayach lahaplukta imitzvah srichas kavana, dahacha shchita vitara lo mitzvos ninu ela machshirin umatirin. The shchita machshir habaser ba'achila v'tara materes ishalabayla ubahani if ligu rav Rabbi Yochanan dilamar machshirin kili mimitzvus ulamar chamiri avo mitzvus gufayu ibay kavana lo ma'ailin afshayu ba'achiklal. You so gadol of the Ramban and the Ran that when it comes to mitzvus that are matirin by nature, so then that does not come to the mitzvah, to the sugya of mitzvus srichas kavana. You also see from this line, especially from Rav. Rav, it's a fascinating shita. The tefillah works for some things and not for other things. It works for heter labayla, but not to eat truma. You don't need the Rav to say this, but the Rav says it. The Rav says it, and other achronim say it on the first parak in Baba Kama, Daf Yud Aleph is a riot to this, that isha labayla, there are two issues when it comes to an isha labayla. Number one, or tefillah of an isha. He has it here in Kavana bi. Where is it's Simin Yud Ches in Shirei HaRav. Simin Yud Ches. V'hiya Nira Lomar on this sheet of Rav. B'bira Dabar. D'yashem Beis Dinim Benida. Tuma V'Isra Labayla. Rabbi Yosef Engel has a piece in Asmin Daraisa, Simin Chaf Aleph, whether, what is the Iker? How is Nida defined? Is it in the world of Tuma? Is it in the world of Isser? Where should we put Hilchas Nida? Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi put it in Taras. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi put it in Taras. Where else should it be? Maybe in Nashu. Maybe Nida should have been in Nashim. And then we would have no Bavli in Seder Taurus. Right? Just like we would deal with it. So now we have one. Just like in Zeroyim, we have one Bavli. But Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi put it in Taurus. He didn't put it in Nashim. Right? So does that already tip his hand off? But that is a big discussion in the Achronim. Is Ishal, the Isser Nida Tuma or Isser? So you see from this Rav, maybe there's both. Maybe there are two elements. The Nira, She'en Ha'Isser Labayla Toli, but then Tuma Sheba. But you see from the Shita of Rav that even if you see there are two elements, one is not totally on the other one. You could have one without the other. Venera says Rav Salvation, De la inyan tara mituma hakol modim de be'inya kavana l'tfila. Regarding Tahara, the Tahara element, everybody agrees the unique Kavana, just like the Truma line. Elon lo nechelku rab Rabbi Yochanan ela inyan Isser l'bayla. The machlokas is, does Isser l'bayla also need Kavana? Rav says no, and Rabbi Yochanan says yes. That's the issue. Regarding Tuma and Tahara, so that for sure. But now, like for example nowadays, Isser l'bayla. Nowadays there's only Isser l'bayla. The Tuma and Tahara element does not exist today, so then one would, according to Rav, one would not require a busy Eved, one would not require the Kavana for Kavana for Tevila. There was a big discussion, Rabbi Willick, I think I mentioned this in the past, and that is, if you look in Maseches Nida, did I bring a Nida here? I don't know if I brought it, I just brought the Shulchan Aruch. If you look in Maseches Nida, Daf Yud Aleph, that is where the Mishnah in Nida discusses how many bedikos has to be done every day of Zayin Nekiyim. Every day of Zayin Nekiyim. So the Shulchan Aruch says, like b'chol yom, this is in Kuf Tzadik Vav in Hilchas Nida, b'chol yom mizayin yimei asvira, tzrich lios bodekas l'chadchila pa'amayim b'chol yom. Twice a day, once in the morning, once in the afternoon. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Lichat chila. Bidi Eved. Then you get to all the different levels of Bidi Eved. Bidi Eved, even one time during Shiva Nekiyim. That's the next level down. Or first day, last day, middle day. And then the Shulchan Aruch quotes V'yesh Omer, and this is really what we hold Bidi Eved. We don't go down to less than one day, one and day seven. V'yesh Omer, Tzorach Tidok V'yom Rishon Me'a Shiva U'Bayam HaShvi V'ein Lohakel. We generally are not more Mako than that, one and seven. Why would it supposed to be Mako? We're not going into that now. But either way, that's what the Shulchan Aruch paskins. But if you look in the Ber HaGola, right here, the Ber HaGola points out, and this Rabbi Willig points out, that Rov Rishonim understand that Mishnah in Nidu Yud Aleph as talking about in the times of Heter Labayla. I'm sorry. Not only Heter Labayla, but in terms of Tuma and Tahara. When do we need so many bedikas? Twice a day. In the world of, if a woman might have touched Taras in the middle of the day, you always want to have more to make sure that you don't have to go back, that she was tar up until a certain time. If you didn't check since yesterday, so then you're going to have to make everything Tameh. So that's why, says the Ber HaGola, right here on the Shulchan Aruch, that Rov, Afal Gav Da Asik L'Sham Delo Amru El Lataris, Hu Adin B'Makam Chetzricha Zayin Nekiyim Dehi B'Cheskas Tameya Kamo Lataris Lachar Shetavla. So the Shulchan Aruch here is an extension, but many, many Rishonim say that Rov Rishonim even, if you look at add it up, seem to say, Rabbi Willig says, that only, this as only recurrence of Tuma Tara. But in terms of Isser L'Bayla, it's only one a day. It's only one a day. And that's why Rabbi Willig paskins one bedika a day for other various tzrachim, but that is his shita, deloka Shulchan Aruch, he assumes. Or maybe he was assuming Shulchan Aruch is based on those we've shown him, but that is his opinion. And again, one should follow their posek in terms of lemaisa, what is one do during Shiva Nekiyim. But again, it's a question of the many Rishonim are machalik there between the Isser L'Bayla and the heter of Tuma and Tahara. One final point, so the Chassam Sofer on this Gemara says, even if you want to say she's Mutar L'Bayla, the heter kicks in, but the mitzvah tefillah she did not fulfill, which is an interesting chiluk as well. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, so according to Machlokes, Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, if a woman falls into the mikvah, or Nansa, Amalei Rav, Lord of Nachman. One second. L'Rav de'amar tahor l'beis of asura lecho betruma. I don't understand, says the Gemara. Rav says, she's mutter to be with her husband, but she can't eat truma. Avon karis hutra, iser misa mibayi. She's allowed to be with her husband. That's so much more chamor than iser karis for a needed to be with her husband. Right? The only iser karis, the Gemara says elsewhere, that does not create mamzerus. If a woman is with her husband, it's an iser karis, but there's no mamzerus. That's the Gemara says elsewhere, that's a chesed that Kodesh Baruch Hu did with us. So there's no mamzerus from iser nida. So the Gemara says, karis is hutar. In iser misami boy, how can you say that? She can be with her husband, but she can't eat truma. So Amar Lei, the Gemara said, no, it's not a question of chamor or kal, it's a question of different. Baila, chulin hu, v'chulin lo boy kavana. Baila is considered chulin, the iser l'baila, and therefore chulin does not need kavana. What exactly is kares? Rashi says, fifth to last line, there are different types of kares. Rashi here says, kares chamor mimisa, di yamav nechrasim, vizaro nechras. Rachman al Islan, kares is more chamor, because his days are cut off, and his children are cut off. If you want to look at the other discussions of kares, the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva talks about kares, and the Ramban and the Rabbeinu Bachai both at the end of Parshas Achrimos, where it talks about kares, so that is where they talk about the different types of kares. Says the Ramban, let me see if I can find it here. Says the Ramban at the end of the end of Achremos. I have the wrong here. V'nichrasu anafashosa osos mikarav amam. Says the Ramban v'ini b'krisus b'torah shlosha inyanim. We find three phrases of kares in the Torah. Ha'echad shenem rabo v'nichras ha'ish hahu. He will be cut off. That's said by the Isra of Shem and Amishcha and the Isra of Shrut Echutz. V'asheni shenem rabohem v'nichrasu hanafashos ha'osos. That's said right here. V'nichrasu anafashos ha'osos by Arayos. And v'nechrasu ha-nefesh ha-hi mi-lefanai. That's said by Mila. By Mila, by Chametz, by Pesach. I'm sorry, that's so he puts that into the second category. V'nechrasu ha-nefeshos ha-osos v'nechrasu ha-nefesh ha-hi. V'ashlishi hi-kareis tikanesh tikareis ha-nefesh ha-hi avona ba. Regarding Avodah Zarah and Megadeth. So says the Ramban, he goes through each one. Each one is a different lashon. V'nechras ha-nefesh ha-hi, v'nechras ha-nefashos ha-osos, ha-vona ba. So he goes through different types of aris. B'yir ha-inyan. Ki ocho chel avod dam, v'hut tzadik v'rubos chuyos aval gavar ta vaso alav. If his taiva overcomes in, yichrusu yama v'yamus b'ne'urim. He might get karis. That's the most makel type of karis. It just means in this world he'll have a short life. And v'ein nafsho b'hi karis. Aval yielo chelik ba'olam ha-neshamas. Kifi ha-roi l'maisav ha-tovim. Gitzadik oya. If somebody doesn't have ve'er b'mezid, that's chayav karis. He's chayav karis. But he's only nichras in this world. And then there's another type of kares, says the Ramban, that if somebody does vashirim achita chomorahu yavonosav merubim izchuyosav onisha kares sheba avera chamura magila nefesh achotas laachar shetiparid minaguf v'nichrases mechay olam anashamas. A worse type of kares is where it wasn't just that somebody had one taiva, but he lived his life as somebody who constantly did it, and therefore even his nefesh is going to be cut off. And then he says, you have another one, v'ish karis chomor, sh'nichras gufo v'nafsho, v'hu'a ne'mar ba'ki devar shen bazav, ismasoso hefar, he karis ba'olam hazeh, he karis ba'olam haba, you won't even have a time in the future when you will be joined to Kal Yisrael, sh'lo tichya nafsho b'tchias ha'mesim, v'in l'chilek olam haba, v'chulu. The Ramban here discusses the different levels of karis. That's related to what it talks about here. Okay, three lines for the bottom. Ubinat timra. How do we know? We just said that chulin, husband to wife, the Isra Labayla is considered a chulin, and a chulin doesn't need kavana. Mina timra. How do we know that chulin doesn't need kavana? A couple of tries. Disan. First we'll try Mishnah Mikvos. Gal shenit lashu barbam sa'ah. If somebody's standing on a beach, and there's a big wave that comes, and it's nitlash, the wave separates from the water. It's about to go onto the shore, and it separates from the water. Ubar bam saw, and in that wave there's 40 saw. V'nafal ha'adam ala kelim tahorim. And it falls onto a person or onto kelim that require tevila. It's tar. It works. My lav adam dumi de kelim. Shouldn't we say adam and kelim are compared in this Mishnah? Ma kelim dolo mechav liaf adam nami lobo I kavana. So doesn't this Mishnah prove that adam doesn't need kavana? If though he's sitting on the beach, he's wearing a loose bathing suit, and therefore it's going to work, and the water goes on them, so he doesn't have kavana, it still works. So the Gemara says, no, mimai, dilma biyoshivu matzapaskina. Maybe there is no mikvah specifically near him, so he's sitting on the beach waiting for the wave to fall on him in order to count for tefillah. So and he's saying, emas ayitale shagal, when is this wave going to come on me? So maybe there is kavana there. And the Gemara says the opposite, the kalim turning over, dumya to adam. Kalim is similar to adam. Ma adam de be'inan kavana, av kalim nami to come machabin luhu adam. Maybe the point of the Mishnah is just like the adam is a case of yoshivu mitzape, he's waiting to become nitar through this tefillah. So to the kalim are a case where a person wants to be tovel certain kalim, and he's waiting for the wave to come onto him, even by kalim. Stop there for a second. Just derech agav, the big discussion in Hilchos Tefilas Kelim: could a child do Tefilas Kelim? If I'm watching my child who is a katan, is he allowed to do Tefilas Kelim? If I see what I'm doing. So first of all, I can't make a bracha. Pasha can't make a bracha on the Tefilas of a katan. That's a big discussion about the Tefilas of a goy. So Pashas, they say based on this Gemara that you don't need kavana. As long as you know it occurred properly. So if somebody's watching a katan, the Truma Sadeshin Paskins this way in Simin Reishin and Zayin, that a katan is allowed to do tevila as long as he has no ne'manus. So therefore, the gadol has to watch him, but he's allowed to do it. Right, and that's what the Aruch HaShulchan says. I just have Aruch HaShulchan in Kuf Chaf Yudalid. The katan bar kavanu kishim alamdim ososhi achavin latar. Just tell him what to do. Tell him what to do, and he could do it, even though he's literally not really a bar das halachically, but it's good enough for tevilas kelim. As long as he does know, we have to see what he's doing. So the Gemara says, so there's no raya from this Mishnah in Mikvos, that Adam does not need kavana for tefila for chulin, because maybe it is a case about kavana. And if you're telling me that he's waiting on the beach for the wave to fall on top of him, then what's the chiddush? That's a regular tefila. So the Gemara says, no. You might have said that we should say it doesn't work because of the case of chardelis shel geshamim. What's that? That's a case of you have rainwater that's flowing down a mountain. So the halacha is that rainwater could be used. There are this has come up in the past. There are two types of water that one could be tovelas. One could be tovel or one could be tovelas in. Either rainwater or running water. If it's running water like a river or a brook, so you could go in and that's running. That's constantly running. Rainwater has to be what's called eshborin. It's got to be stationary. Rainwater coming down a mountain, even if it has 40 sa'ah in it, you can't be tovelas in that. Can't be tovel in that. That's what Tosfos points out. Rashi here says, we're talking about a case where the water on the slope doesn't have 40 sa'ah, but Tosfos says, in the middle of Tosfos, gzeira, ubechina pirish kenda, filo yesh kama sa'in ba'oso madron. Even if there's 40 sa'ah on that slope, asu litvo bo, de mikva eino mitaher bezochlin. Mikva, which is a rainwater, has to be stationary. It can't be moving. It can't be zochlin. Right? There's mikva and there's mayan. There's different ideas, different halachas in Hilchas Mikvaos. So the Gemara says, you might say that we shouldn't allow you to use a wave, because if you use a wave, you might come to use water running down a mountain, which is a similar type of case. Inami or Ligzer Roshim Atukipin. Or you might be gozer, as we're about to see, you're allowed to use a wave if it hits you from the top and the entire wave falls on you. But if you get into an air pocket of the wave and you hit the inside of the wave, the tefillah is not good, as we're going to see in a minute. So you might say, don't allow rush in the head of the wave, because you might come to do the keepin. Kamash malon dolo lezrinan. That's the chiddush. That would be the chiddush of the Mishnah in Mikvaos. So Gemara just says, Derechaga, before we continue our discussion, uminat timra delomat bilinon bekeepin. How do you know that you're not tovel in the middle, in the keepin is like a dome. The dome, the airspace of the waves, detan matvilin barashim, may matvilin bakipin, shay matvilin ba'avir, because that's considered being netvelas ba'avir, and therefore that doesn't work. Period. Either way, so what do? We just tried to prove from this Mishnah in Mikvaos that chulin does not require kavana, and we rejected the raya. We said maybe that's a case where there is kavana. There's kavana for the person, there's kavana for the kli. So we're back to the kasha. We say chulin doesn't need kavana according to Rav. What's his source? We're back to that question. Ela chulin d'lo bai kavana miha minolan. So we're back to the question. What's the svara for Rav that chulin doesn't need kavana? So ditnan. So a Mishnah in Mikvos didn't work. So let's go to a different Mishnah in Taras. A Mishnah in Machshirin. Mishnah said, as we know, the entire Masechta of Machshirin is about creation of Hechsher l'kabal tuma. We know that fruit or vegetables or any type of food has to become wet before it is Mukhsher l'kabal tuma. But the rule is, it has to become wet with the rutzon of a person. A person has to be happy that it became wet. If he's not happy, we had this earlier about washing the wall, a bowl on top of the wall. So if he's not happy about it, so it's not Mukhsher. So, says the Mishnah, Ditznan, Perish enough l'tocha masamayim, fruit fell into an aqueduct of water, upasha misha yadav tameos, somebody whose hands were tameh stuck his hands in menatlan, yadav tahoros, he stuck his hands in to get the fruit. So he wasn't thinking about being tovel his hands, and yet, it worked. Uperas ainim bechiyutan, and the fruit are not bechiyutan. That means, the fruit you didn't want them to become wet, and therefore, they're not hochshar, l'kabal tuma. That's what it means. They're not b'chiyutan. But what do you see from the Mishnah? Even though you didn't have kavana to get your hands tahar, they're tahoros. Razaraya for chulin, you don't need kavana. But the Mishnah, it continues and says, v'shpil shayutzchu, if you dafka wanted your hands to become wet, you didn't just go for the fruit, so yadav tahoros, then your hands are tar also, because you don't need kavana, but there, uperis b'chiyutan. But there, the peris are b'chiyutan. Why? Because Rashi explains, you're happy that the fruit are clean, and therefore, even though betchila was not l'ratzon, sofo was l'ratzon, and if at least at any moment, this is the Mishnah in Machshirin, the first Mishnah in Machshirin, if at any moment in the process of the fruit or vegetables, they are wet, if you're happy about it, that's good enough. It doesn't have to be originally that you were happy that they became wet. If at any stage of the process that they are wet, you were happy about it, then it would work. So what do you see? Either way, that the second half is not our issue right now. Our issue is the first half. The first half is, of each line, he didn't have kavana to put his hands into a mikvah, and yet it worked. So doesn't that prove that you don't need kavana for chulin? So Gemara says, Eisir of Lord of Nachman, but 1 minute, but look at what we had in Maseches Chagiga. The Mishnah at the end of Chagiga, if you remember, talked about that you have to have different levels of kavana for mikvah. Tava lechulin, v'hoksak lechulin. If somebody goes into the mikvah because he wants to be on tahar, stam for chulin. And his kavana is for chulin, asir lemaiser, he is asir to partake of maiser sheni. Because that requires a higher level of tevila. And it goes through maiser, truma, kachim, hoksak in lehoksak lo. So what do you see from there? It sounds like you need kavana for each certain level. So the Gemara says, no, hachi kamar. Afal pisha hoksak lechulin asur lemaiser. Even though he is hoksak lechulin, he is asur lemaiser. What does that mean? That really means you don't really need kavana. Rashi says, la'olam chulin lo boy kavana. Really, you don't need kavana for chulin. Aye, what does it mean? Hoksak is to teach me that even if the avagab di ichavin letzilas tara, lo havi kavanas chulin kavana lemaiser. You need kavana for Meiser v'chulin v'chulin. You don't need kavana for chulin. It just uses the lashon of chuksak to tell me, even if you had kavana for chulin, it's not good enough for meiser. But it's not that you need kavana for chulin. Eis velas try again. Tava v'lo chuksak kilo lo tava. If you jumped into the mikvah without any kavana, it doesn't work. So, doesn't that say, my love kilo lo tava klal? Doesn't that mean as if you didn't go into the mikvah at all, and you're not tar even for chulin? So lo, kilo lo tava lo meiser, avol tava lo chulin. Again, no, it means you aren't tovel for any of the higher stages that you would need. But for chulin, you're fine. Hu savar, finishing up, dichuya ka madchile. He, Rava, thought that this was just a, come on, this is how you could understand it. But navak dakva ashka, but then he went out and found a beferish in a brisa, the Tanya. Tovel lo hoksak, mutil chulin vasul lemaiser, period. So, we have a mish, we have a brisa, beferish, that supports Rav. So Gemara says that's such a great right to Rav. So what does Rabbi Yochanan do with this? Amaleh b'ayla Rabbi Yosef lemitevi tshuftet Rabbi Yochanan meha. Says it's a kasha on Rabbi Yochanan because it's a right. It's a mefurish like Rav. Amaleh Rabbi Yochanan knew who Amar Rabbi Yonasan ben Yosef. It's a machlokas tanaim. Rabbi Yochanan has another tana that holds like him. Again, what did Rabbi Yochanan say? You need kavana even for chulin. If a woman falls into the mikvah nansa, she cannot even be with her husband. The Tanya, where do you see that? Rabbi Yonasan ben Yosef Omer vikubas. This is talking about Sara'as, matamalomar, shenis. It says you have to wash it a second time. What does that mean? Makish techvosa shniela techvosa rishona. It's comparing the second to the first. This is by Nigei Begadim, washing the clothes. Comparing the second washing to the first washing. Ma techvosa rishona ladas, a techvosa shniela ladas. Just like the second one is, the first one is ladas of the Kohen. So the second one has to be ladas. You have to have kavana. Imala halam bina das Kohen, afkam bina das Kohen. So if you want to say it's the Kohen, so the second one should also need the das Kohen, not just the das of the person. But that's a brisa. It's a brisa that you need kavana for tara. So that's Rabbi Yochanan Shita. Maskav l'rasimi barashi, finishing up. Umiyama Rabbi Yochanan hachi. Did Rabbi Yochanan really say this? V'yama Rabbi Yochanan lakasta mishnah. But why is this whole thing here? Because of right now. Now we're going to bring in our mishnah. Did Rabbi Yochanan really say that you need kavana for chulin? Rabbi Yochanan said that halacha is like a stam mishnah, all stam mishnayis. Vitznan, and our mishnah says nafla sakin v'shachta. If a knife falls down, ava v'shachta kedarka psula. If a knife falls down, it's a pasul shchita. Va'avina b'taima de nafla ha'hi pila hukshera. And we're medayek that only if it falls without your knowing, but if a person threw it, it would be kasher. V'yava gadol mechavein. Even though there he doesn't have kavana. So it's a stam mishnah that says you don't need kavana. V'yamrina ma'atana de lobay kavana l'shchita amar Rav Rabbi Nasani. So how could Rabbi Yochanan says halacha is kistam mishnah. Rabbi Yochanan says you don't need kavana for chulin, but this is a stam mishnah that says you don't need kavana. Rabbi Yochanan says you do need kavana for chulin, and here Rabbi Yochanan says that there, how can this mishnah say, this stam mishnah say that you don't need kavana? So Gemara answers, no. B'shchita filo Rabbi Yonasan ben Yosef. No, shchita is a different case. Rabbi Yochanan would agree that by shchita you don't need kavana. Midegoli rachmanim misasik bekachim pasul. From the fact that we know misasik by kachim is pasul, a case where you lack kavana, misasik milchal dechulin lo boy kavana. It must be for chulin you don't need kavana. V'rabbanan nehid lo bina kavana lezvicha lechaticha beinan. The Rabbanan against Rabbi Nasan would say no, you still need kavana for the maisa, even though you don't need kavana for the mitzvah of shchita. What exactly is misasik? in this context, Masazeh Bekachim. So we discussed this back in Zvachim Daf Mem Zayin. We did not discuss this in Chulin, even though it comes up in Chulin, because it was on a Daf of Shabbos. It was a Shabbos Daf. If you look back for a minute on Daf Yud Gimel, the Machlokas, Rashi and Tosfos there. Rashi on Daf Yud Gimel says, what does Misasing mean in this context? Rashi says, on the first wide line, Misasing in the context of Kachim means, Misasing Besakin Lahagbi Olazarko. You have Kavanah to throw the knife. You don't have to do the shechita. That's misasik. Tosa says that's misasik. That's not misasik. Even by chulam that might be possible. Misasik means you don't even have kavanah to do the act. That's what misasik is like by hilchos Shabbos. So that's a machlokas Rashi and Tosa is right here in chulam daf yud gimel. Same machlokas we discussed back in Zvachim on daf mem zayin at the end of the fourth parak in Zvachim. So that is what that machlokas should be related to here as well. What exactly is misasik in this context? Let's just try to finish to the bottom. Amar Rava. Beha zakinu Rabbi Nassan Rabbanan. Rabbi Nassan overpowered the Rabbanan in this case. Rabbi Nassan, who says that you don't need kavanah in the context of shechita, so he overpowered the Rabbanan. Why? He has a great raya. Miksiv v'chatachta v'zavachtuksiv. Doesn't say v'chatachta. You have to have kavanah. It says v'zavachta. So anything you do would be zavachta. Ibeina kavanah l'chaticha. If you need kavanah, afilu zvicha nami liboy. Ilo beina kavanah l'zvicha chaticha nami lo liboy. From the language of the Torah, you shouldn't have any distinctions between zvicha and chaticha. It says v'zavachta, that includes v'chatachta, so there shouldn't be any distinctions. If you don't need kavanah, you don't need kavanah, period. Period. Let's just finish up now. Heichidami nida shenansa v'tavla. What exactly is the case that Rav and Rabbi Yochanan are arguing about nida that falls in? Ilema din ansa chaverta v'atbala. Is it that her friend pushed her into the mikvah? So then, kavanah de chaverta, kavanah ma'isi. There is kavanah there. There is kavanah there. So the Chassam Sofer says, well, it's like being tovel akli. Akli doesn't have kavanah, but it's the matbil that has kavanah that's good enough. So through here, once the woman is pushed in by her friend, it's the kavanah of the matbil that would be good enough. Number one, that of course is good enough. The ode, but truma nami achla. And if that's true, that somebody else is pushing her in, she should be able to eat truma. Ditznan, the Mishnah says, in nida, ha chareshes vashota vasuma, shenitra vadaita. All these women who don't have a proper das, shota, suma, nitra vadaita. Im yeshlem pikhos, misaknos, osam ochlos, betruma. If there are women that could help them out, pikhos, they could help them, misaknos, osam, that means they could help them do badikas, they could help them go to the mikvah, and they could eat truma. So if it's somebody else pushing them in, so it should be good enough. So Amar Papa, L'Rabbi Nassan, Shenafla Min HaGesher. Rabbi Nassan, it means that she fell off a bridge, meaning nobody pushed her in. Basically, she fell in. L'Rabbanan, Sheyarda LaHaker. The Rabbanan is even higher, even if she had Kavanah to go in, but she had Kavanah to go for a swim. It was a hot day. She didn't have Kavanah for the Maisa Tevila, and therefore that wouldn't be good enough. So this is the case of the machlokas Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, and there's a machlokas Rishonim. What do we paskin? Some Rishonim paskin like Rabbi Yochanan. Generally, we say Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, halachas Rabbi Yochanan, the Rambam paskin is like Rav, and the Shulchan Aruch in Kuf Tzadik Ches, the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchas Nida, in Kuf Tzadik Ches, Sif Mem Ches, in Kuf Tzadik Ches, Sif Mem Ches, the Shulchan Aruch paskins, Nida Shetavla Belo Kavanik, on Shenafla Tochamayim, or Shardel Harker, Hareze Muteres Labaila. She's Muteres Labaila, meaning Meikra Adin, we pass him like Rav, like the Rambam says. The Rambam says, V'yesh Machmirin, U'matzrichen Osa Tzfila Acheret. Some are Machmir, and say she should be Tovel again, V'yesh Machmir L'chadchila. Just we'll end with one final point, it's very interesting, in terms of Kavana. The Pesachei Tshuva quotes one of the Achronim in the Chamudi Daniel. Quotes the Chamudi Daniel, and says, what happens if a husband is sick? In Baila Chola, and the woman goes to the mikvah, the suffer Shiva Nakiyim Batavla, Bechdesha Tucha Ligabo, Velo Kavana Latashmish. She doesn't have Kavana to be with her husband because her husband's sick. She doesn't think she's going to be with her husband. So in that case, if a woman only has Kavana Ligab, but not Latashmish, Nira to Osa Tfila Mahani Af Latashmish. There's no chilek between Nigiya and Tashmish in that case. It's not like a case of Chulin and Taurus. Okay, we will have to stop here. The Achronim talk about it. If she falls into the mikvah, she probably can't make a bracha, because she already was nitar. But anyway, that is the discussion of the Acharonim. Okay, we'll stop here.